All right, so low pressure injection molding. Sounds pretty straightforward, right? Making plastic parts, but we did some digging and it's way more interesting than that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty fascinating how it's used to protect all this sensitive technology. I mean, think about it. Our devices keep getting smaller and more complex,
Right.
and that means they're more vulnerable to damage from, you know, just the environment, everyday use.
Yeah, makes sense.
So low-pressure injection molding, it's kind of like creating this tiny customized fortress for each component, you know.
So, like a gentle protective embrace instead of just brute force.
Exactly.
I like it. But let's break it down for our listeners. What exactly is low pressure injection molding?
Well, at its core, it involves injecting a hot, melted material into a mold, and it solidifies around the part you want to protect.
Okay.
It's sort of like dipping something delicate into liquid plastic, and then it hardens almost instantly to create this seamless protective shell.
Interesting. And you mentioned that this happens really fast. Like, how fast are we talking about here?
Oh, it's lightning fast. These materials, they typically solidify in just a matter of seconds.
Really?
They're anywhere from 5 to 50, depending on the specific material and the application.
Wow. So no long curing times or anything like that? That's got to be a huge advantage for businesses that are trying to get products out the door quickly.
Absolutely. And that speed doesn't come at the expense of precision either. We're talking about some really intricate and accurate molds,
Okay.
which allows manufacturers to create parts that are incredibly complex.
This is where I start to picture, tiny little electronics encased in these perfectly formed protective shells. So it's not just about speed. What are some of the other advantages of low pressure injection molding that make it so special?
Well, one of the biggest advantages is cost effectiveness. If you think about traditional high pressure molding,
Okay.
it requires these really expensive and complex tools,
Right.
and it uses more material.
Okay.
But low pressure molding is a lot gentler on the materials, and it uses less energy.
That's good.
So that translates into significant savings for manufacturers.
Yeah, that's music to any business's ears. But it's not just about the bottom line these days, right? I mean, we live in a world that's increasingly focused on sustainability, so.
Oh, absolutely. And this is where it gets really interesting, because low pressure injection molding is actually a champion for eco-conscious manufacturing.
Okay, howls.
Well, you know, all those harsh chemicals that we associate with traditional manufacturing processes,
Yeah.
well, this method allows us to move away from that. We can use environmentally friendly materials, and we can create cleaner, more sustainable production processes.
So it's better for the planet, it's faster, and it's more cost effective. Sounds pretty good to me. But I'm curious, let's get into the nitty-gritty here. Can you walk me through how this process actually works step by step?
Sure. So the first step is preparing the mold. You have to think about what it is that you're trying to encapsulate.
Right.
And the mold needs to be perfectly designed to accommodate the size and the shape of that part. Cast aluminum molds are very common because they're relatively easy to create and they're great to work with.
So we've got our custom-made mold ready to go. What happens next?
Then we very carefully position the workpiece within that mold. It's kind of like setting a delicate gem into a setting.
Got it.
Everything needs to be perfectly aligned for the next stage.
Okay, so we've got our mold. We've got our workpiece perfectly placed. We're ready for the main event. What happens next?
So now the magic happens. The material, which has been heated until it's molten, is gently injected into the mold cavity.
Okay.
And this low pressure injection ensures that the workpiece isn't damaged or stressed during the process. It's really like giving it a delicate protective hug.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So this is where I picture that liquid plastic, gently flowing around the component, forming that perfect protective shell. It almost sounds artistic.
It is.
So the material's in the mold, what happens next?
Well, this is where those super fast curing times that we talked about come into play. As soon as it's injected, the material starts to solidify almost immediately,
Right.
and it conforms perfectly to the shape of the mold and the workpiece inside.
Amazing. So we've gone from hot liquid to a solid protective enclosure in just a few seconds. What's the final step?
So the last step is demolding. Once the material is completely solid, the mold is carefully opened, and the newly encapsulated workpiece is removed.
Ah.
And voila, you've got a perfectly protected, ready-to-use component.
That whole process sounds surprisingly straightforward, but I bet the real excitement comes when we start to look at how this technology is actually being applied across different
Oh,
industries.
absolutely. And that's where things get really fascinating. I mean, this seemingly simple process is revolutionizing everything from the cars we drive to the medical devices that keep us healthy.
Okay, I am on the edge of my seat. So let's dive into the world of low-pressure injection molding and see exactly how it's changing the game across these various industries. So we left off talking about how this technology is impacting all kinds of different industries.
Yeah, it really is.
So where should we go next? What about the electronics industry? That seems like a natural fit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, electronics are everywhere these days, right?
Right.
And they're only getting more complex and more sensitive.
Yeah, that's true.
And that makes them even more vulnerable to damage from things like, you know, dust, moisture, even static electricity.
It's true. I've definitely had a few close calls with spilled coffee on my laptop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just spills.
No.
You have to think about the long-term effects of things like humidity and corrosion.
Okay.
I mean, those things can really wreak havoc on electronics over time.
That's true.
But low-pressure injection molding creates this protective barrier that helps to shield those sensitive components from all those threats.
So it's not just about preventing a single catastrophic event.
No, no, no.
It's about ensuring the long-term reliability of these devices.
Exactly. And that's critical because we rely on electronics for so much these days.
It's true. Everything from our smartphones and laptops to medical devices and, you know, even the systems that control our transportation networks.
Yeah, think about that. Low-pressure injection molding.
Yeah.
It's kind of working behind the scenes to keep those systems running smoothly and to keep us safe.
Okay, that's a pretty big responsibility.
It is.
So we've talked about cars and electronics, but what about the medical industry?
Right.
I feel like that's a place where reliability is, well, super important.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where low-pressure injection molding really shines.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
I mean, you think about medical devices, they have to be incredibly precise.
Right.
And they have to be sterile.
Of course.
We're talking about things that are implanted in the body, or delivering medications.
Right.
Or monitoring vital signs.
The high stakes.
Absolutely. You can't mess around with that. No, you can't. And so low-pressure injection molding, it gives manufacturers this way to encapsulate those sensitive components and ensure that they meet those really strict requirements for precision and sterility.
So you're saying it's not just about protecting the device itself. It's also about protecting the patient.
Absolutely.
That's a really important point. And you mentioned earlier that this technology is being used in some pretty extreme environments like aerospace and new energy. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So let's start with aerospace.
Okay.
You have to think about the conditions that a satellite faces in space, right?
Pretty harsh.
Extreme temperatures, radiation, the vacuum of space. I mean, it's a hostile environment.
It is.
And any kind of component failure could have disastrous consequences.
We're talking about missions that cost millions, even billions of dollars.
Exactly. Reliability is absolutely paramount.
Okay.
And so low-pressure injection molding is used to protect those sensitive components in satellites and spacecraft. It helps to ensure mission success.
It's like giving those little electronic brains a tiny spacesuit.
Yeah, like that.
Shielding them from the harsh realities of space travel.
Yeah.
But it's not all about exploration, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, satellites play a huge role in our daily lives.
They do.
Everything from communication and navigation to weather forecasting.
Exactly. And low-pressure injection molding, it's ensuring that those satellites can continue to beam back that vital information.
That's amazing. So from the depths of space to the roads we drive on, this technology is quietly working behind the scenes to keep things running smoothly.
It is.
But before we move on to new energy, which I'm really excited to hear about.
Me too.
We need to take a quick break.
Okay.
So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more fascinating insights into the world of low-pressure injection molding. Okay, so we were talking about low-pressure injection molding and its role in aerospace. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
But now I'm really curious about new energy. How does this technology fit into that whole world?
Well, you know, new energy technologies like electric vehicles and solar panels.
Yeah.
Rely on some really sophisticated components.
Right.
And those components, they need protection, just like anything else.
Makes sense.
So think about the batteries in an electric car, for example.
Okay.
They're exposed to some pretty extreme temperatures.
Yeah.
Constant vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
And they often contain hazardous materials that need to be carefully contained.
Right, for safety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So low-pressure injection molding comes in, and it provides this really robust barrier that protects the battery cells from damage, prevents leaks, and ensures that they can operate safely and efficiently.
So it's like giving each battery cell its own little safety bunker.
Exactly. and it helps to pave the way for a cleaner, more sustainable future.
I like that. But it's not just electric vehicles, right?
No, not at all.
You mentioned solar panels and things like that.
Yeah, this technology is also being used to protect sensitive components in solar panels, wind turbines, and all sorts of other renewable energy systems.
Mm.
So as we transition to a cleaner energy future, low-pressure injection molding is going to be essential.
Wow. So from powering our homes to, you know, propelling us down the road, this technology is really playing a crucial role in building a more sustainable world. It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is. And what's even more exciting is that this technology, it's not static. It's constantly evolving.
Okay.
Researchers are developing new materials all the time. They're refining techniques, and they're discovering new applications.
It's kind of like the technology itself is on a journey of exploration and discovery.
It is.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that low-pressure injection molding has this potential to unlock a whole new world of possibilities when it comes to product design and development. Can you expand on that a little bit? What do you mean?
Sure. Imagine a world where we can create products that are incredibly intricate and incredibly robust at the same time. Products that can withstand extreme conditions, operate with incredible precision, and last for years, maybe even decades.
That sounds pretty amazing. What kind of products are we talking about here? Give me some examples.
Well, think about robotics. As robots become more sophisticated and, you know, more integrated into our lives, they need to be able to handle more complex tasks in all kinds of different environments.
Yeah.
So low-pressure injection molding could be used to create components that are durable and lightweight and highly customized so that robots can, you know, do things like perform surgery.
Wow.
Explore hazardous environments.
Man.
Or even assist with really delicate manufacturing processes.
So robots that are both powerful and precise.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. What other areas might see a big impact?
Well, nanotechnology is another area that's ripe for disruption. I mean, as we're manipulating materials at the atomic level, we need ways to protect those tiny structures from damaging contamination. So low-pressure injection molding, with its ability to create these intricate and precise enclosures, it could be the key to unlocking the full potential of nanotechnology.
So we're not just talking about protecting the products of today. We're talking about enabling the creation of the products of tomorrow. It's kind of like science fiction becoming reality.
It is. And the potential benefits are huge. Imagine medical devices that can target individual cells, electronics that are smaller and more powerful than ever before, or even materials that can repair themselves. It's a pretty amazing future.
It is. It really is. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've really explored this fascinating world of low-pressure injection molding.
We have.
And, you know, it's clear that it's more than just a manufacturing process. It's really this enabling technology that's quietly shaping the world around us in ways that we're only beginning to understand.
I completely agree.
It's protecting our delicate electronics. It's leading to breakthroughs in medicine, and it's even helping us explore the cosmos.
Yeah, and it's pushing the boundaries of what's possible in so many different industries.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for our deep dive into the world of low-pressure injection molding. I hope you found it as fascinating as we did.
Me too. It's been a really enjoyable conversation.
It has. And as always, we want to encourage you to keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep that curiosity alive. Who knows what other amazing discoveries are waiting just around the corner. So until next time, happy exploring.
Happy exploring.